Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three on Paul's chief campaign policy advisor, Bruce Fein. He's going to be joining us. David Icke was getting into his new book, Remember Who You Are. Yeah, for me, that's what it's like, wake up, you're in the universe, you're on a planet. You can feel how ancient everything is. You know you're part of something much bigger. You're not 38 years old. I mean, it's just inherent that our spirits are real. I know it. I don't think it. It's real. The elite know it, and they want to try to warp us. David Icke.
Yes, they do. The whole idea, the whole foundation of the conspiracy to enslave humanity is to enslave us in merely, purely five-sense reality. So everything is what the five senses perceive it to be. When that's just the vehicle, the way we interact with this reality, the real self is consciousness, infinite consciousness, like a droplet in an infinite ocean. And of course, when you put a droplet in an ocean, where's the droplet end and the ocean start? We are the great infinite field of consciousness. We're just a different point of attention within it. My point of attention is called David Icke. Yours is called Alex Jones. But we're all one consciousness. And of course, when people start to understand that and they realize we're all one, experiencing itself in different ways, then the ability to divide and rule us starts to fade, because the perception of a partness, the perception of something being apart from us, therefore there can be a division between us, starts to fade. So they have to keep us, not only for that reason, but for others, like keeping us in ignorance, they have to keep us focused in five-sense reality. And it's a bit like symbolic of consciousness, me sitting at a computer with the keyboard and the mouse, and I am interacting with the internet, the collective reality, through a computer. And that's fine, as long as I'm dictating to the computer where it goes and what it thinks about where it goes and all its perceptions. If you get to a point where the person at the keyboard and the mouse is disconnected from the computer or an influence of it, the computer is now deciding where it goes. And of course, a computer is programmable. It's programmed by its very nature. It's very limited in its ability to perceive and to process information. And that's what they've done, because the body is what I call body-mind. It's like a biological computer. It's the vehicle which allows us to lock into this narrow band of frequencies that we call the world and experience them and interact with them. That's fine. But when the body computer mind becomes the governor and not the servant of consciousness, then you're in a situation where the few can control the many. Just like it would be if the computer started deciding where it was going to go on the internet and what it thought of it. The perception of the computer, with all its great limitations and ignorance compared with human consciousness, would be much easier to control en masse than mm-hmm. awake people who are conscious and can see between the lines and can see things that a computer sure. program can't see.
David, we're out of time. We're out of time, but you've graciously agreed to come back on the nightly news. We'll then air on the radio the next day. On or around the 20th, so we will expand and get into the book itself in that second interview, and I can't wait to read it. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Pleasure, Alex. Thanks very much, Mike.
All right, and the fellas are going to talk to you just for a moment about that next booking on the show. God bless you, David. Thank you for coming on. Wow, certainly gets you thinking, and he's a gentleman who I believe is pure of heart and really done a lot to get people thinking, and that's something that we're all very, very thankful for. DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, we're running 15-day free trials right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for the nightly news that is listener-supported, and then much of that ends up getting aired here for millions every day on the syndicated radio broadcast that we are now into the third hour on. Bruce Fein, who is a Ron Paul campaign senior policy advisor, will be joining us on the campaign, the latest police state developments, all these wars coming up. It's all coming up after the quick break. Stay with us. More of the Info War straight ahead.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are now 8 minutes into the final hour of this worldwide broadcast. Of course, I'll also be back this evening, 7 o'clock, with the InfoWars Nightly News. Coming up in the next few days, I'm going to be able to air the big hour-and-a-half interview I did, taped with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Politics, Metallica, everything. He talked about stuff he's never talked about before. And he hadn't done an interview in a while, in a few weeks, because they took it out of context that he was endorsing Santorum. He put a press release out saying that's not what I did, and wanted it retracted, and they never really did that. So he also talked about that in the interview. He says he likes Ron Paul. He just doesn't fully get the foreign policy. And some of the media, you know, did things like imply that, well, Ron Paul says we're like the Taliban. So people really get concerned about the military situation. I want to raise that first with Bruce Fine, who we're very thankful for joining us in his busy schedule. Senior policy advisor, Ron Paul 2012 campaign. Of course, to go over his bio would take a while, but it's important to. Bruce Fine specializes in constitutional and international law. He's a frequent witness before Congress and is a regular guest on national television and radio. He is chairman of the American Freedom Agenda, founder of Bruce Fine and Associates, Inc., and the Lynchfield Group, author of Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle of Our Constitution and Democracy, a weekly columnist for The Washington Times. Mr. Fine graduated with honors from Harvard Law School in 72, clerked for the prestigious federal court, served as special assistant to the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel and the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust. was involved in some big antitrust cases, assistant director of the Office of Legal Policy, associate deputy attorney general, general counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, counsel of the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran, visiting fellow for constitutional studies for the Heritage Foundation, adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and guest lecturer at the Brookings Institute, to name just a few. But he's Ron Paul's chief policy advisor. That tells you a lot. The campaign is going great. He won some states, clearly, Iowa and Maine, and there was fraud there. And now they're trying the same old tricks, but he's winning by injecting real issues. But continuing with the foreign policy, I see the former head of the Mossad saying don't attack Iran. I see most of the generals, the last two Joint Chiefs of Staff chairmen, say don't do it. But then when Ron Paul goes with even what the CIA is saying about this isn't a good idea, he's the bad guy. So how is the minority view the majority view with Romney and Santorum and Gingrich? And then how is Ron Paul bad, Bruce, because he's actually a scholar and informed? Perhaps you can tell us why you think that's the case.
Well, it's my book, American Empire Before the Fall. It's recently published by Campaign for Liberty, which describes what I style the psychology of empire. Even if it's a minority view and the majority of Americans are not out on the streets marching to say invade Iran, you know, we can't tolerate a nuclear capable Iran, even though we can, a nuclear capable Pakistan, a nuclear armed India or North Korea. But it is the psychology of empire that sort of pervaded our elite, if you will. And Ron Paul, you correctly identify as someone who's expressing the majority viewpoint. And I want to underscore this total media misrepresentation of Ron Paul's stance on foreign policy. When it comes to being a hawk on defending Americans on American soil, Ron Paul is the biggest hawk of all. He doesn't believe, however, that we should be squandering our defense resources on defending other countries or other peoples. That's for humanitarians or there are other countries to do. And we're spending trillions of dollars and wasting lives and limb of Americans for other people's liberty, even assuming that our motives are altruistic. And take, for example, the situation in Iran. Remember, probably, Alex, you and I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. We know nuclear deterrence works. We know it doesn't matter how power-hungry you are, no country has ever craved nuclear incineration. And we could totally and we should threaten any country who would attack us with nuclear weapons or non-nuclear weapons with incineration if they're going to be the aggressor. And that kind of threat and deterrent works. It's worked every single year throughout the Cold War. There's no indication that somehow for the first time in 4,000 years, Iranian rulers covet, destruction. If they wanted that, they could jump into the Tigris and Euphrates tomorrow and drown themselves to visit their alleged 77 virgins in heaven.
Well, haven't the Iranians shown the opposite? Extremely wily, extremely cunning?
Yeah, absolutely. They display all the earmarks of realpolitik, including negotiating an end to the Iran-Iraq war. You know, they didn't choose Armageddon. When we shot down the USS Vincennes, we shot down an airliner over the Persian Gulf, killed almost 300. And then there was negotiations for reparations. The Iranians didn't say, aha, now we're going to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, even if it could be done, you know, given the problem of delivery vehicles going that far. And then it said, well, but they might attack Israel. Yeah, that's Israel's problem, not ours. And we should authorize, you know, Israel's got to do, every country has a right of self-preservation.
Ron Paul has said Israel has 400 nuclear weapons, high-tech system. I mean, Iran would commit suicide if they did that.
Absolutely. And they've never tried to do anything like that, before. You know, the Iranians are not in Jerusalem. You know, the Iranians are not in Tel Aviv. The Iranians are not stupid. And historically as well, Alex, Iran has not been hostile to Israel. If you think about its birth, 1948, the only country in the Middle East that did not declare war on Israel was Iran. So there isn't any kind of megalomania and messianic fanaticism about destroying Israel. And there's no reason why Israel's deterrent wouldn't work just like ours. They clearly have a more formidable nuclear arsenal that you've identified. And why would Iran and its leaders who covet the exercise of power, you know, do something that would invite destruction? Even the North Koreans, they're probably even crazier than the Iranians with regard to their fanatical control on their population, have not launched nuclear weapons against any other country. And I say, deterrence works. And moreover, if deterrence is cast aside, Alex, there's no stopping point. Then we could go into any country in the world and say, we're bombing you because we don't think that you ought to have a nuclear capability at some
time. Well, there you go, Professor, you know, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine. That's exactly what they say in the NDAA. Break that down, because first Obama says he's not going to sign it. Then we learn he demanded it. Then he does sign it. And now he comes out and says, don't worry, I won't use it. But suddenly the attorney general says, but I will kill citizens overseas, and, well, maybe we'll secret arrest people. So it's the classic tactic of advancing when there's pressure, retreating, and then as soon as the dust settles, advancing and then launching the war in Libya without congressional approval. I mean, it is really scary.
It is. And think where we've gone from Libya. The discussion right now on attacking Iran, it's all assumed, contrary to the Constitution, that the president alone will decide. You know, he's talking to AIPAC. He'd make these speeches saying, well, I will decide it's not going to be containment. It's going to be something else. Really? The Constitution says Congress makes that decision. And so he usurps the power of Congress without blinking an eye. And what's equally stunning, Alex, is Congress there accepts it. And there's no articles of impeachment saying, no, the most important power we exercise is the decision whether to go to war or not. Whether we're going to have our men and women risk that last full measure of devotion for somebody else's liberty. And the president usurps the power and Congress doesn't even utter a peep. It's truly stunning. You know, I lived and worked through the Nixon impeachment hearings, you know, in 1973 and 74. And what he did is almost a tea party compared to the sacrilege of the Constitution that goes on daily right now in the White House.
So how do we break the hoax, Bruce, that Ron Paul is a strange bird when it comes to defense of this country when, as you just stated, look, most of the Israeli experts, that's not a secret. In the Israeli press, they admit most of their military saying don't attack Iran because it'll make Israel look like the bad guy. Israel will be attacked on all sides. Oil prices will explode. You've already got 400,000 Israelis out, you know, a few months ago protesting their economy. I mean, why do you think Netanyahu and others are creeping towards it?
Well, the Israel, in some sense, Alex, is a microcosm of our own empire psychology. And it's something that's not flattering about human nature, but there are mentalities that get a thrill. They get sort of gratified out of being the bully on the playground. And even when you have the highest levels of Mossad saying Iran is not an existential threat to Israel, Israel sort of feels, you know, well, this is our manhood, if you will. You know, we're not going to permit the Holocaust again. And so everybody gets their adrenaline pumping. And it's a very juvenile and infantile attitude to have when, you know, the people's lives are at stake in huge numbers. And that's, I think, what we're witnessing in Israel. It's like every time you get an entity with unchecked power, it then becomes arrogant. And then finds kind of adolescent thrill over asserting its power and being a bully there.
Yes.
But it sounds simplistic, but in fact, that's what's going on. I mean, nobody in your audience, Alex, has ever woken up and worried that Iran was going to have a nuclear weapon come down on their city. I mean, in fact, no one in their daily life makes any decision based on a fear that Iran will use nuclear weapons against the United States. And yet here we are as a country suggesting, my gosh, it's just around the corner. We've got a bomb and another $100 billion and risk all the wrath of the Middle East in order to prevent a nuclear capability from arising in Iran.
But that's what, like, 95%, literally, because I read the papers constantly, almost all the experts say, almost no threat from Iran. But if you attack them, then Israel really is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, of course they will, because it's natural to seek retaliation when you're brutalized by an aggressor. We do the same thing. And that's what to me seems so astonishing is this idea that human nature is different in Iran than in the United States, and they'll just accept our attack and then surrender and say, okay, you tell us how you want us to reconstruct our government, we'll abandon nuclear weapons. I mean, that's truly living in fantasy land. Utter fantasy land. The same thing we're doing in Afghanistan and we're trying to do in Vietnam as well. And this is where I think we've totally lost, you know, our way in the world as a republic. We got to remember we are totally entitled to defend ourselves and to incinerate anybody who attacks. But hey, United States, blessings of liberty are about blessings of liberty for Americans. And we like our example to influence events abroad, but we fight only to protect.
Stay there. We're going to come right back and get into the campaign itself and how you're advising Ron Paul. Stay with us. We'll be back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us. Before he leaves us, we'll tell you about his latest book. In fact, we'll put it on screen right now. American Empire Before the Fall. And I want to talk to Bruce before he leaves us about what he sees that fall looking like. Now, if you've got questions for the chief policy advisor for Ron Paul, so we can get a few, get to 4 or 5 calls at least, please just have a quick question or comment. We'll go to your calls here in about 10-15 minutes because we do have him for most of the hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Okay, Bruce, you know, you're there. You're helping the campaign, advising, which really shows how much Ron Paul respects you. Where do you see the campaign going right now?
Well, I think the effort is to assemble as large a delegate count as we can, keep the message pure and straight. You'll notice that he was the only one who didn't use euphemisms to describe the, I think, the rather harsh language Rush Limbaugh had used to sort of debase political debate. And Ron is out there for the message. He's not out there as a megalomaniac, egomaniac, just trying to, you know, build a brand that he can then capitalize on making speeches. And so I think he's working at the caucus level and with the contributions, making clear that he's in this all the way through August. So it may well be that at that time he would have the delegate number that could use as bargaining to push the other nominees over the top with a majority. I think, Alex, there's a substantial likelihood that none of the four remaining contenders will arrive in Tampa in August with a majority of delegates, because the majority of states are not winner-take-all states, but proportional representation. So there's a substantial splintering of the delegates in all of these primaries, and that's why even today, you know, Romney at the head of the pack has got less than 200 delegates. And that's towards a total of 1,000, I think 1,144 needed for a majority. So, he's less than 10% of the way there. And Ron, I think, is very, very scrupulous, indefatigable in campaigning in the some of the smaller states where the caucus there will be important in delegate
in fact,
selection.
He's set right now, they don't steal it again, all the polls show, to win Idaho. Undoubtedly, he won Maine, and they've admitted all the counties where he was winning big. They just didn't count them. There was clearly a lot of chicanery going on in Iowa. And people say, well, then why get behind him if it's fraud? Well, we show there's fraud by him running, and we have Ron Paul there injecting real ideas. But if they cheated him on the time in the debates, if they've done all these other dirty tricks, I mean, I what's your view? I mean, I know it's kind of looking backwards, and it can be seen as being – you know, a spoiled sport, but I mean, when the referees are cheating, you've got to call it.
Well, absolutely, you've got to call it. But I think even the cheating has not really diminished substantially Ron's ability to get his message through, Alex. And I think that shows that when you put him head to head with Obama, and then are polling the entire electorate, not just the Republican electorate, you find Ron scoring better than Santorum.
Better than Romney in a lot of them. I mean, he in many of the polls I've seen, Ron Paul, but you can look it up, Gallup, you name it, Rasmussen, I know you know this, Bruce, but he beats Obama with better numbers than Romney.
Yeah, absolutely, because he appeals to independents, and I think that's what's very rewarding about the campaign, that he is changing, you know, the political orthodoxies of the culture more towards liberty and away from empire and ever increasing the size and intrusiveness of government. And it appeals across the board. And the fact that you have Republicans who are at least one slice of the electorate, you know, galvanizing around other candidates, who I call them Tweedledum, Tweedledees to Obama, suggests that that's not representative of the country as a whole. And Ron cares more about the future of the country than any particular party, if you will. And I think that's what makes him a great American, you know, because real high level politics is trying to make everybody, every American, a winner. It's not a football game, you know, a winner and a loser, zero sum. You've got one group of citizens getting gratified off of depressing another group. Hey, we're all hang together. We're all Americans first. So let's make everybody gain. And that's how we can make us a great civilization and honor the ideals of the founding fathers.
You're right. Another hoax. We're going to go to break in a long segment, come back and get into your book and more on Ron Paul and what you see happening. But another big issue is he gets the majority, in some cases over 70% of the Republican candidates that are getting donations from the military. He gets the majority of those. But there's this hoax that, oh, Ron Paul doesn't like the military. He's one of the only people up there that isn't a chicken hawk and actually has served. And, well, I mean, my audience knows that, you know that, but I want to get your take on that briefly. Bruce, I've never asked you that question on the other side. And then I want to get into more of the attacks on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and where you see this empire going, what the collapse will look like straight ahead with Bruce Fein. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Want to understand how the crony capitalists are anti-free market and how they're using government to shut down their competition and what Agenda 21 is, what the whole New World Order system is, get my films, The Obama Deception, and of course, Fall the Republic. We also carry Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, excellent book on the subject that's key for county and city and state leaders. It's all available at Infowars.com. Don't ever think just because you're informed to know about all this that your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And I know I'm, you know, stating the obvious here, but it's so important to speak out individually right now for this country and for a great champion of liberty like Ron Paul, because resistance is victory. Ron Paul didn't get a lot of traction 4 years ago, but he helped grow a big nationwide movement. He's probably gotten 10 times the traction this time around. And the ideas, no matter where this campaign goes, will continue to move forward and grow exponentially. And so look at the whole liberty movement around the focal point, Ron Paul, as almost like the flashpoint where it starts, one of the key matrix lines that will help shatter this status centralized system. Now, Bruce, I wanted to talk about your book and how the empire is clearly flailing around trying to expand just so it doesn't collapse, I guess, fling forward. But when I see a federal court, you know, circuit court, what is it, the 7th ruling, yeah, police can just pull you over or come in your house without a warrant and download the contents of your cell phone. And now police in Michigan and other states pull you over for speeding, take your phone, download it. Photos, numbers, everything, surfing habits. Drones in the sky, predator drones being used against cattle rustlers, checkpoints, state police gunboats on the rivers, TSA now popping up in Dallas, groping people at the train stations and on the highways. I mean, America has been so free for so long, and there's obviously been problems. But now, I don't know if we're just ready to deal with something this overt. It's so over the top. And people are starting to wake up, but I wonder, is it fast enough? And you've been in Washington, you advise Congress, you're around these people. I mean, it's just so absurdist and cartoon levels what I'm trying to get at. I don't have words to describe how classically tyrannical and crony, you were mentioning elite groups giving their buddies money and no-bid contracts and energy firm deals. I mean, it's just so obvious. How far will this go?
Well, the problem we have is, the empire mentality, at least instinctively, covets what I call a risk-free existence. And so every conceivable encroachment on liberty is accepted if you think it might address a problem that might arise as frequently as a meteor or an asteroid hitting the United States, which is virtually never. And it's not just those incidents that you've described more overtly, but the United States government now claims the right without a warrant to seize all of our internet or electronic signatures, all of our footprints there. You know, the Google, the Yahoo, every place, they say that if you expose any information about yourself to a third party, which is impossible to prevent when you're on the internet, the government can come grab it and build a dossier against you. And now the FBI, for the first time in history, Alex, does what they style assessments. Ordinarily, they only begin to investigate someone if there's some articulable suspicion of complicity in crime. Now assessments begin if an agent believes that maybe sometimes in the future you may turn and do something bad, even though there's no evidence that you have any, you create any danger to society or to
pre-crime.
Terrorism. Yeah, and so they do assessments, and you're supposed to love it because it clears you of the suspicion that you're a traitor. Or you're a terrorist, you know, so that we have the government acting on the assumption that we're all guilty until they prove us innocent, which turns the whole idea of our republic and our unalienable rights on its head. You know, we're free. Liberty is the rule until the government shows that we've done something wrong. And that's just one example of where we are. And to show how absurd this has become, if we look at this last statute that you referred to, the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, here was a situation, Alex, where not a single person in the entire United States was clamoring to endow the president with more power to send the military to our doorsteps and take us off to Guantanamo Bay based upon secret facts and secret evidence that suggest that we're somehow aiding terrorism. Nobody was clamoring for it, and yet Congress unilaterally, with the assistance of the president, creates power that King George III never possessed when we overthrew him in 1776. And again, it's this instinctive craving when you're a superpower to try to think you can make life risk-free. But you can't unless you're willing to destroy all of liberty. I mean, nobody can guarantee to 100% certainty that they're a saint and they'll never do anything bad. And if you're trying to create life that's risk-free, you'll lock up everybody and everything. And to somebody now who's involved in the safety endeavor, it's a little bit like to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To somebody at the TSA or involved in the security, everybody looks like a traitor. You know, and that's not what a republic is about.
Well, that's what it is. It's as you said, it's making us all guilty until proven innocent instead of innocent until proven guilty. They had the kite flying event here in Austin over the weekend. It's the biggest in the country, Kite Festival. They had the National Guard out there searching people and just randomly now. I can't even go to the park now without seeing soldiers. And it's just asinine. It's all about a total culture of paranoia.
You're exactly right, Alex. And because what's the track record of these situations? Zero detentions, zero identification of terrorists. You know, look at how many times has the TSA searched, groped, and everything else, us taking pictures. How many terrorists have those machines and searches uncovered? Zero. Absolutely zero. You go on Amtrak here in Washington, there is no searches whatsoever. There have been no incidents before or since 9/11. And it's not that it's conceivable that something bad could happen. You could get a Timothy McVeigh. But we have homicides, too. You know, we had 14, 15, 16,000 homicides a year. We don't revel in it, but that's the price that we take for not...
Well, what about this as a constitutional lawyer? What about this as a constitutional lawyer? Because I get emails saying, okay, you're saying they haven't stopped one terror attack. That's because they are there. There haven't been terror attacks. Well, by that idea, then you've got to put TSA in every cornfield because there might hypothetically be an attack there. I mean, this is nothing but a pretext to totally power grab.
Exactly right. And they say, well, have these really been the indispensable barriers to another terrorist attack? If they were, how come there haven't been any terrorist attack on Amtrak where there's no searches whatsoever when you go on the train? And moreover, if you just and this is where I think the politicians and President Obama is especially, you know, subject to criticism. If they would just stop the darn thing for a month and then they'd see there are no terrorist acts, then you'd show that this is Chicken Little saying the sky is falling down. Well, then really wasn't all those checks, you know, that was deterring it because there wasn't any threat there in the first instance. Americans love their government. They're patriotic. They're loyal. They're not going to try to blow up people, just like Americans generally don't commit homicide. It doesn't mean that there can't be an exception, but the price of liberty is to take some risk, and it's going to result in some tragedy. But the greater tragedy is to reduce all Americans to vassals and lords of some big brother government and destroy the whole purpose of government.
I was about to say, I mean, as you know, common sense, history, but the founders, George Washington said, government's like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Democide governments, there's big university reports on this. They debate the numbers, but it's between 262 million and 311 million people murdered, non-military combatants, but we're talking 200 plus million conservatively, people killed in the 20th century by government. Well, that's common sense to somebody who knows the Americana system. But for those that love the status system, I mean, if you want to have prior constraint because somebody might do something, one group we got to watch, and that is always the number one suspect, as our founders said, is government.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Alex. You hit the nail on the head. When you try to examine what is the greatest source of evil in the history of the world, government is greater than individuals by a factor of a million to one. It does, you know, you can have people who commit homicide, even attempt to engage in organized criminal activity, but with regard to the massive, unbelievable, you know, size of the massacres and the atrocities, government is capable and does historically inflict vastly greater mayhem than any individual or group of individuals can ever do. And that explains the numbers that you've identified. And that explains why in choosing between a danger from an individual and a danger from government, it's the danger of government that's got to be captured first rather than placed ahead. We're viewed as less suspect than an individual. And I also want to address this idea of, well, the laws don't work because, listen, we prosecuted terrorists before 9/11. We still ended up with that day of abominations. But the same thing can be said about laws against murder. I mean, we get 14, 15,000 murders each year. We prosecute people for murder. We sentence some of them to death, but it doesn't end all murders. We still end up with the same number, you know, annually. But we recognize, we don't revel in that tragedy, but we recognize that the only way that you can stop all murders is to send the police or the military into everybody's house and detain everybody on the idea that maybe in the next 20 years they could have an evil thought. That's the end of the United States. That's the end of freedom. That's the end of why we are a country.
Bruce, I want to raise the collapse of the empire and what the time frame is you see in a general sense, because your new book's on that subject, man, then take a few calls. But from my historical research, and those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, I've been reading history books since I'm about 10 years old just because I found them entertaining. That's actually what got me into talk radio, politics, everything, because I found that, you know, the best reading was actually history, because truth is stranger than fiction. Why read a science fiction book or a Louis L'Amour Western when I could read, you know, real stuff that happened, and every page was jam-packed. And then, of course, I recognized the same patterns in modern times and didn't see people threatened by it. So that's why I got involved. Same reason Ron Paul did. Same reason you did. I mean, history really is a lens to the future and the present, not just the past. But isn't it that empires always cause their own demise by the attempt to dominate and take over?
There have been about 72 prior empires, and you're exactly right, Alex. It's self-ruination. They collapse because of arrogance and contempt and efforts to control and reach beyond their capabilities. And if you look at the United States, you know, I say maybe we've got 40, 50 years more. It could be shorter than that time before we simply collapse because we cannot support economically the empire and we cannot protect ourselves when every day we're creating enemies by interfering with every other nation's political dispensation with the use of force. And it doesn't matter what individuals think are our altruistic motives. Yeah, we end up burning Qurans. We end up killing innocent citizens.
Peeing on dead bodies. Well, I mean, you saw the Marines urinating on the bodies, and I heard talk show hosts defending it. I'm like, don't you know how many troops this is going to get killed now?
Yeah, right. And the idea that the other people don't get angry, you know, when we're killing them and we're destroying their country, I mean, we would react the same way. And we are so arrogant, we somehow think that these people whose countries we're occupying will be grateful and they'll throw flowers at us and we get angry. How can we not grateful? I mean, we lecture Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan. Well, you should be loving us. You know, why are you telling us don't do nighttime raids? Why are you telling us not to use predator drones that kill women and children? You should love us because we've saved you from all
the disaster. It's like the SWAT teams. It's like the SWAT teams with the drug war. You should love us busting down your doors in the middle of the night. You should love the checkpoints. You should love the black uniforms. And it's like, no, no one likes this. Everyone sees it as a threat instinctively. Final point, and then I want to get to some calls here, Bruce, and I don't want to hog all the time with you today, and I want you to, you know, be able to get some questions. But I think the elite also forgets the point that it's not just about having weapons. Who has the moral superiority is who tends to win over time, and we're losing the moral superiority, and it's not just in our politics, just in the culture. When the leaders start engaging in this activity, other people start imitating it, and then corruption runs rampant, and the society collapses. So I agree, no way we're going more than 30, 40 years, but with the acceleration of technology and all the things that are happening, Bruce, I don't see us lasting another 15 years. I mean, I see it coming to the down the line quicker.
It may well be, and historically, empires have collapsed very, very quickly. It's not a long, drawn-out installment plan kind of descent. And you're absolutely right with regard to the weapons technology doesn't mean victory. If that were true, we would have won in Vietnam. I mean, in fact, Robert McNamara, the first Secretary of Defense under John F. Kennedy, visited Vietnam as his first travel abroad, and he returns and says, by every quantitative measure, Alex, we have won the war already, you know? And then we remember the skids and the helicopters out of Saigon. And that is exactly correct. If it was just technology, we would have lost the Revolutionary War. You know, the British had far more sophisticated weapons, had far more frigates, etc. And it's ultimately the moral fiber of the people that would prevail. The Soviets had far greater technology in Afghanistan, and yet they lost because they were in there for corrupt motives as well.
Well, you know the universal rule. The person that's assaulting someone preemptively from a position of corruption will end up losing. Look at Hitler in Russia. Look at Napoleon. I mean, it just keeps happening. And I think the elite have lost their minds and are imperiling us all. Let's jam in a phone call for constitutional scholar and best-selling author Bruce Fun, also the chief policy advisor to Ron Paul. Let me talk to Rob in California first, listening on 1340 AM, KOMY. Go ahead, Rob, there in Santa Cruz.
I want to commend you, Alex, for having Bruce on. Bruce, thank you for being on. I'll be as brief and concise as possible. Now, the listener base of this show and other shows, Coast to Coast, Radio Liberty, if we're going to be able to have Ron Paul actually on these shows in an increasing amount, because it doesn't seem like radio, one of the vast avenues of platform for freedom and liberty, is really being utilized by the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah, I don't want. Well, you do have Bruce here, and he does them on policy, and I know they've got smart people, very capable in the campaign. But I will say, the last big audiences, I mean, coast to coast, 16 million listeners a night. Believe me, I've been on CNN, Fox, no response. Coast to coast, giant response. Servers crashing. Drudge Report. It's all the alternative media, and I know that's late at night, but yeah. Bruce, what about trying to get Ron Paul on some of the bigger radio shows more? Because they do have bigger audiences. It's not glitzy like Rachel Maddow with a half million or Fox with 2 million, but, I mean, these are bigger shows.
Well, the difficulty that a candidate confronts, Alex, is what you might call the opportunity cost. Ron's got to choose between influencing the future by making sure he arrives at Tampa with the greatest delegate number, and that's face-to-face, you know, activity, campaigning out there and going on a radio or television show that isn't out there face-to-face encouraging.
So what you're saying is he's shifted more to real politics, retail politics on the ground.
With regard to looking towards August, absolutely, because that's what's really going to give his voice a megaphone there, the greater number of delegates that he has.
Sure.
He's not starry-eyed and thinking that no matter what he preaches, if he shows up with a handful of delegates instead of, say, four or five or
yeah, well, Ron Paul knows a lot more about politics than I do, and I agree with you. I'm not going to second-guess him on that. So I think he knows what he's doing. All right. Well, Bruce, stay there. We're going to come back with one more quick segment, jamming a few more calls, maybe do 5 minutes of overdrive, but I know Bruce has got to go, but I should have gone to calls earlier. We'll be right back, and we'll also tell you about his book. In fact, we'll put it up on screen right now for viewers, but radio listeners, you go to InfoWars.com. We have a link to it. It's American Empire, Before the Fall, Bruce Fine. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Staying right there.
Wait a minute.
Dr. Ron Paul, even having Mustaine supposedly endorse Santorum, which he put a press release out saying I didn't. But they still do what they want. Take a few calls now and a little bit of overdrive with Bruce, but he'll be gone at 5 after. Bruce, what about this subject? This is a question I would have asked just briefly. I know that I saw 3 different packages in the last 6 months of anti-Romney ads run. The last 2 weeks they've got new ads running. But I keep seeing Politico and everybody saying, Ron Paul's secretly working with Romney, I guess to make him not look, you know, legitimate and look like a sellout. But then I do hear debates and discussions like, well, if they did ask him to be VP, would we want a seat at the table? But I don't see him giving Ron Paul a seat at the table because they know he won't compromise. You're at the highest levels of the campaign as an advisor. Can you let us in on the scuttlebutt, sir?
Well, I think that's just the rumor that's the child of all political campaigns. Ron has staked out his positions that have not varied for decades. He's not going to compromise those because he understands his ideas that are more important than the individual. And these claims are sort of back channel, you know, sort of a truce between Ron Paul's ideas and Mitt Romney's is just another one of those hoaxes. You can't imagine more opposites when you read Mitt Romney's cri de coeur for invading Iran today in the Washington Post op-ed. Any more people who are opposite with regard to our foreign policy and where we ought to be spending our defense dollars, you know, to protect Americans in America rather than being the policemen of the world. So I think all of your audience can be reassured and comforted that Ron Paul is not renouncing any of his fundamental points, no matter what.
And we talked to Lou Rockwell. I've talked to some folks behind the scenes in the Paul campaign. They laughed at it.
Yeah.
But they just keep running it. Oh, Ron Paul sold out. It's all an attempt to stall his support. Another stinking trick. Let's go to Jeremy in Kansas. You're on the air with Bruce Fine. Go ahead.
Hey, you can hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I'm running for Congress here in the 2nd District of Kansas. And I'd like to thank God, you, for Ron Paul and you. I don't know where to start.
That's all right. We don't have a lot of time, though. Do you have a question for Bruce Fine?
Yeah, what's the best advice you could give me?
The best advice I have for you is to say, as you're a member of Congress, unlike the current contingent there, you're going to assert and take account of your responsibilities. You will decide on war and peace. You won't surrender it. You're going to insist on oversight of the executive branch. You won't just do trust me and let the president decide things. You're not going to authorize the president to shower subsidies, money, TARPs, everything else on private enterprise to help his friends and destroy his enemies. And you're going to insist that the Federal Reserve Board be accountable like any other institution. Congress should have its oversight as any other institution.
Yes, sir.
It's just outlandish that it can create $1 trillion out of thin air with no congressional authorization or involvement whatsoever.
You're right.
What you say is you're a member of Congress, you're going to actually make decisions rather than the current invertebrate branch that answers every darn thing to the president.
Let's go to the call. Great points. Powerful points. Diana, Louisiana, quickly. Go ahead. Question for Bruce Fine.
Yes, Mr. Fine, I know you work closely with Ron Paul, and I understand he is a very soft-spoken individual, but I like to see him when he gets ready to come out on that panel, not only say that he's for liberty, but he just needs to pepper it up a little bit and let him know he's against the NDAA and the shutting down of the Internet and the Federal Reserve and TSA. And wanted to say that the last time Joe Valente was on there, I agree with everything he said about Ron Paul's need to step it up a little bit.
Well, Ron Paul is working himself to death out there, and he is a gentleman. But when he gets attacked, he'll come back with fire. But, Bruce, we're about to go to break, but 20 seconds on that. What about getting Ron Paul, you know, to be a little more vicious, or is he just too gentlemanly?
Well, he's not somebody who's inclined to ad hominem attacks. Maybe you'd like him to be on 20 cylinders when he's on 15.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.